What's good, everybody? We back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold. All right, how you guys doing? Back with a new episode this week. You know, we got my thing got kind of scuffed up. Oh, well. Trying to get back to getting the podcast going right, you know. So, here we are. So, originally, today's episode is going to be about the playoffs. Because the NBA season concluded yesterday, Sunday afternoon, with the literally the last game deciding like the final season in the postseason. The Clippers beat the Warriors in OT. Can't remember. I don't have the score pulled up. Can't remember the exact score off the top of my head though. But it was a 3-point game basically, and Steve Kerr ran the final play for Buddy Hield and he bricked it. And yeah, there we go. That's pretty much how that game ended. And then the Clippers ended up pulling out the victory. Kawhi looked like Raptors Kawhi and Zaza Kawhi. He looked great. James Harden looked amazing. If I'm in the West, I don't want to see the Clippers. I don't. That's a scary team. I'm just saying that the Clippers are a very scary team. I wouldn't want to see them. I'm just being completely honest. I would not. That's gonna be a tough out. So with the loss, the Warriors dropped down to the 7th seed, and the Clippers are now the 5th seed, I believe. So, yeah, all that. But not talking about that. We'll go into details about all that tomorrow episode, because I wanted to shift the focus to some tragic news that occurred yesterday. Well, was announced yesterday concerning one of the LSU standout receivers, Kyren Lacy. Kyren Lacy basically was a stud at LSU. He was a great, great receiver at LSU. He was more than likely going to get drafted in the draft. I think the draft's this week, I believe, or next week. I think it's next week. I want to say next week. He more than likely would have been drafted. However, he had some pending legal matters because he was accused of a hit and run that occurred in December of last year, where he killed a 78-year-old vet. I don't remember the man's name that was killed in the car accident. Basically, you know, he got charged with, you know, like forgot the actual charge. I don't want to misquote it because I don't have it all pulled up. I'm not gonna lie. I want to say it was should have been a hit and run felony. Negligent homicide, and it should have been because the hit and run got death attached to it too. So it's a hit and run with death. Then he should have had reckless operation vehicle because he was speeding. So that should be the three that he got charged with. And he was supposed to go in front of the grand jury today, Monday the 14th of April. He was supposed to go in front of the grand jury today. Still believe he was people still believe he was a day one or day two pick. They really did. However, considering what was going on the legal side of things, more than likely he wasn't going to see the field. He was going to, you know, it wasn't looking too great. So, on Sunday they announced that, he passed away. Got into an argument with his sister. And I'm saying this to set the foundation for what I'm about to go into. So he had an argument with his sister and drove away speeding, got into a police chase, crashed the car. When they crashed the car, they found him dead in the vehicle. He had self-inflicted gunshot wounds. So he committed suicide. And the amount of nasty, nasty, nasty comments that I saw on the internet yesterday was disgusting. It made me sick to see. Like, it got to the point where I just logged out for the day. I said, I'm not looking at this today. Because two things can be true. One, he was accused of a crime that pretty much it was him. Like, it happened. And he deserved to be, you know, reprimanded for that and, you know, to face judgment on that. That's fair. That's more than fair. Yes, like you do the crime, you do the time. That's the saying as old as time. So, yes. Understandable. However, two things could be true. Yes, it could be true that if convicted of the crime, he deserved to be punished. And also, it should not be made like a ceremonious like occasion that he was found dead because he took his own life. That should not be a ceremonious occasion. Like, I've seen it. I've seen people make it online. Like, that's sick. That's sick. Because yes, someone's life was lost and it can be brought back. And that's something that he will have to live with and face and deal with for the rest of his days. For the rest of his days. And understandable. However, still, that doesn't mean that that don't mean you should celebrate that he was having, from the signs of how the story went with the argument and the speed off and all that, for someone that suffers from mental health issues and then depression. As I've told you guys many times on the podcast, someone that suffers from both, I know those signs. Those are signs of you having a mental breakdown. That's literally like you having a mental episode. Like, that's literally what it is. And I've been there. Thankfully, prayerfully, I had friends that harassed me. And I don't mean that in a bad way. And, you know, prevented me from making the same decision and choice that, you know, that Kyron made. You know, like, I've been there. I have been. Not with that similar situation about, like, the whole killing and, you know, the grand, like, going to jail, all that. Not that. But as for mental aspect, like, I've been to that point where it's like you just don't know what else to do. So your only thought is just like, man, look, I'm about to just head on out. And when you say head on out, you don't mean like you're about to go home. You're going home, but not the home you think you're talking about. So, you know, I've had those moments and those thoughts and everything. And like, I know how it's just like, you'll be fine 1 second in when it get closer to an event or something that happened that kind of triggered you. You just go back to that. So you go back to that state. That's all you remember. You just go back to how you was in that moment. Of what that moment brought you to. You go back to that. And once you go back to that, you just immediately go to the end game. Like, I'm done with this. And that's it. So, like I said, I feel as though, yes, you do the crime, you do the time. However, I don't believe that we should celebrate someone taking their life and celebrating saying, rest in peace. And I saw all kind of nasty things. I saw like rest in peace. And all things like that. And this is not to say that Kyron is what Kyron was, like, you know, the crime that like was committed, like it should just go like under the rug. Like no one's like I feel you could be on two of sides of the fences if he was found guilty and he was convicted and he had to serve, then that's more than fair because you did the crime. Okay. However, I still don't believe that it should result in him taking his own life and then it being celebrated. That's insane. Because at the end of the day, this is yes, he's a grown man, but it's a 24-year-old. Y'all know good and well, when you're 24, you know you still get referred to as a 24-year-old kid. Like you they always say, man, you're a young kid, you're a good kid. Like you're referred to as a kid at that point. And again, not saying it just because of his age excuses the behavior, because you should not be like speeding down the road and that kind of, you know, feeding all that, like you shouldn't be doing that anyway. Same thing happened to Alabama receiver Henry Ruggs. He had just had a great rookie season. The Raiders were on their way, and then he killed the lady by speeding. Reckless operation vehicle, killed the lady, and almost killed himself. And I think he had a passenger with him too. Like they almost all died. So again, at the end of the day, yes. What happened as far as the speeding and the hit and run and all that. That was a choice that was made. A choice that was made. An irresponsible choice nonetheless, but it was a choice that was made. I highly doubt that it was any intent, like, oh, I'm gonna go speed today. Like I'm not even gonna say highly. I'm just gonna come out and say it. I don't believe there's no way you just woke up and said, well, I'm gonna go speed today and I'm gonna go run someone over or hit someone. Like, no. It was just a kid doing, as we say nowadays, YN behavior, and this resulted in the loss of someone's life. And yes, when convicted, he should have served the punishment. Should have been no question about that. And it still goes to say that even though he was a part of this whole situation and, you know, what happened, still it should be a sign that, you know, and people say this all the time. I've been seeing this a lot, like, check on your people. I saw everybody posting that yesterday, like, check on your people. Like, I saw, I'm not picking on her, but I remember scenes particularly, I saw Angel Reese put on there saying, like, check on your people and all that kind of stuff. I seen her particular say that. And I've seen others say, like, I saw a lot of people saying, you know, it just, Angel Reese was the last one I saw. So that's the name is fresh in my mind and everything like that. And yes, you should definitely check on your people. But then there's also a thing where it's like, check on them. But sometimes checking on them, I'm not trying to say this to sound like messed up or nothing like that. But sometimes even checking on them, it doesn't do enough. It doesn't. Like, you could check on someone, they could lie to your face, like, oh, I'm cool, I'm good. I've done it. People ask me all the time, like, hey, what's going on? You good? I'm like, I'm cool, I'm straight. Then a day later, I'm trying to kill myself. Like, this was me. Like, I've done this. Like, it doesn't, like, that's why I'm an advocate. I advocate for people going to seek, like, help outside of your friends all the time. Like, it's not always, like, it's good to have, like, friends that support you, that point to you, that are, you know, willing to walk with you whatever you're going through. It's great to have that community and everything. But sometimes, and I'm just saying like this, sometimes you need more. You need more. Some people need more. You really do. Because, like, you could check on someone every single day, shoot them a text and say, hey, man, how you feeling? How you feeling? And they could shoot you back a text saying, I'm cool. It's all good. Like, what's going on? This and that. Whole time, you don't know. They might got a gun right there by them. And they thinking about it at that very moment. You know what I'm saying? And even if you check on them, it's not always 100% chance that they're going to just like, oh, well, you checked on me this and that. So I'm not going to do it. It helps. Yes. But sometimes you got to know when you need a little more. You really do. You got to know you need a little more. And that's a problem, especially. It's starting to get better now, but especially. Well, now I ain't going to say it's starting to get better. Especially with black males. Because in, like, the black males in particular, you're always taught you got to be the strong one. You know, you're supposed to be the protector. You know, you're not really supposed to be having emotions and all that. Like, you do all that, you just like a lit girl. You know, stuff like that. Like, I seen the thing about Funny Mike, and they were saying how, like, he, I seen the bit of controversy about that, about him with his son. At the end of the day, that's his kid. That's how you want to raise his kid. Do you agree with it? You ain't got to. But, I mean, that's how you want to raise his kid, then nothing you can do about that at the end of the day. That is his child. It's flesh and blood. So he is gonna raise and parent that child you want to parent. There's nothing you can do about that. That's why I hate the internet has so much access to people and everything, because I'm like, don't put things out that you don't want the world to criticize or see. Because once it's on the web, it's over with. That's it. It's there. So, and everyone nowadays is super, 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 super opinionated. And the fact that everyone's opinion is facts. There's no such thing as opinion nowadays. All we do is speak facts. There's no such thing as an opinion. What I say is the law. And that's what everybody says nowadays. And it's also insane. But this is the world we live in now. That is why I stay to myself. I don't really speak to... Sorry, science is acting up, pollen. But I don't really too much deal with people like that. Like, I really stay to myself. Like, I stay to myself. I stay home. I stay to myself. I'll go out every now and then with a friend. But other than that, I stay to myself. And that's just for me, for my peace and my sanity. Taking my mental hasn't been the best past couple months. I will admit that. But I just rather just not subject myself to all the extra. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't feel like it's like dealing with it. And, you know, it's only, like I say all the time, like, it's just come to a point where you can constantly get checked on. Like, even people that are the most loved often be the most depressed a lot of times. It's the crazy part. Like, you can have a lot of people. Like, a lot of people show up for you. A lot of people will walk with you. A lot of people do this, that, and the third with you. However, it doesn't change what's going on in your head, what's going on upstairs. It doesn't change that. It just doesn't. Because how you feel is how you feel. And it's just a matter of you got to know when you need the extra step. That's basically what I'm saying at the end of the day. Just, we gotta know you need the extra step. And even, like I said, with the men, like, you know, we're taught to be this, that, and the third, and, you know, all these kind of stuff. But you gotta understand that there's also a feminine side that, you know, you can tap into. Like, I saw, like I've said this before, I felt like, you know, as a male, we're taught, like, you know, you gotta be hard, you gotta be this, that, and the third. Like, that's what we were taught. But you also have to have, I feel like you also have to have, you gotta be balanced. You also gotta have compassion, empathy, all these kind of things. Like, it's okay to have a softer side. Not saying you a soft ass nigga, nothing like that. Not saying that, but it's okay to be vulnerable a little bit. And people normally, you know, equate that with femininity. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, like I said this around my birthday, actually. I said, like I'm more proud of the man that I've become because it's my image of how manhood should be or how a man should move or operate. Like, I'm proud of how of things that I've overcome. Because I turned 30 in January. So, like, I made a point saying I'm proud of things that I've persevered through or that I've overcome. And also, you know, like, the type of man that I've become, the type of man I want to represent. Like, one that is capable and willing to protect, to care for, and, you know, to provide, things like that. Like, I'm more than capable of doing that. And I do this constantly. I do it all the time. But also, and also one that can have compassion and empathy for what others have going on and being a human at the end of the day. And also on top of that, if things get rough and it turns to a more aggressive manner, you can handle that way as well. So, you know, it's like I just feel like as a man, you got to check all bases of it because, like, we lean so far into just being like these hard ass, like, men are men, like, oh, we gonna do this, that, and the third. We boys, this and that. And that's cool. That's the old mindset of thinking. But at the end of the day, you're a human. Male, female, at the end of the day, you're classified as a human being. So you have emotions, you have feelings. And it's okay to express those things. Like, you gotta vent to, like, find you, like, surround yourself around people that's gonna, like, you know, support you when you're going through stuff and all that. Like, you could talk to, like, you could be vulnerable with them and this and that. Like, people think it's weird that I tell my male friends I love them. People think that's weird. And I'd be like, what's weird about saying, like, I love my friends? Or, you know, like, what's weird about that? Like, I don't understand why that's so weird. Like, what, y'all so concerned about the words where it make y'all awkward or uncomfortable. I'm like, love ain't always, like, you in a sexual relationship with somebody. You can love any or everybody or anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is, like, you can say you love Chick-fil-A, some stupid shit like that. You love that. You love pizza. You say that all the time. That's an inanimate object. Why can't you just say, I hope you don't want to have, you know, have sexual relations with food. That's a whole other mental state that you got to go get figured out. But, you know, what's wrong with saying, oh, I love you, bro. You know, just checking in on you. Like, oh, no, I'm cool. It's like, all right, man, appreciate you. Love you, bro. Like, what's wrong with saying that? There's nothing. Nothing's weird about that. Cause I feel like, you know, you need to, I feel like that goes a long way. Like also, like you say, checking on your people, like, show your people that you, like, you know, care about them. Like, you care about their well-being. For instance, even, like, with B. Like, B for the past about a week or two. He just been really tired lately. I could tell. And I'm talking about B that used to be on the podcast, by the way, y'all. He was really tired. So I'll see him at work, and I'll joke with him. And I noticed he was a little more quiet. So I'll just be like, hey, man, you good? Like, what's going on? And he was like, what you mean? I said, nah, obviously you just seem like, you know, you're a little tired, this and that. Like, not saying anything was necessarily wrong, but I didn't know it was a slight change of behavior. So I'm just asking, you know, everything cool and all that. And then he came around, I was like, yeah, man, I'm good. I just didn't sleep that well. I just been kind of tired. So I knew he had something going on. And then, you know, all that going on. And then yesterday hit me and another friend with some news, which made me extremely sad. I ain't gonna lie, it made me extremely sad. Like, I hate to hear, like, any kind of news like that and whatnot. And also, be if you're listening to this episode, definitely still in my prayers and whatnot. That's like, it's definitely a thing. Hopefully, I'll probably see him in a couple hours. Well, yeah, in a couple hours, I'll probably see him, but I don't know. So, you know, like, there's nothing wrong with checking in your friends and seeing, like, we know it's a change of behavior. You checking in and say, hey, man, what's going on? Like, good. And then sometimes it could be nothing, but a lot of times it's something. I'm just going to say it like that. A lot of times, it could be nothing, but a lot of times it's something. And some people get offended by that, saying, why you keep asking me these questions? And I'm like, hey, okay, well, if you're doing all this, we're going to stop right here. We're not going to engage in that. We're going to leave that alone. And we're going to try this again later. That's basically what you said. We're going to try this again later. But yeah, man, I just feel like we have to get over that old mindset of, as a man, you can't have emotions. You got to be this, that, and the third. I get that. But at the end of the day, that don't make you real or make you a man. It don't. And I'm going to be honest with you. Like, a lot of people out here thinking they real or they this, that, and the third because of the fact that they don't show emotions or they this, that, and the, or they gangsters and this and that. Like, that don't make you a man. Like, a lot of times, people that be like that be bitches. I'm just going to say it like this. A lot of people that put on that hard-ass front be bitches. It just is what it is. And they don't be built like that. I'm just being completely honest. Like, I've seen it many times. I've seen it both ways. Like, it's not just because, oh, I put on this facade. Like, fake it till you make it. Go for it. But that's not how it works. That's not how it works. Like, I know the real you. You know the real you. Like, stop. But, yeah, I just hate that it came down to this. And that's why, yes, check on your people, but also, sometimes push your people in the direction to get the help they need. Like, we're not all doctors. If we was all doctors, we'll all be making six figures and be straight out here. We're not all doctors. We're not all licensed professionals. Like, you can read. You can Google. You can go on ChatGPT. I know that's the new thing that y'all do now, which I highly disapprove of. I don't believe ChatGPT should be a therapist or anything for that nature. I feel like we're using AI for the wrong things. But that's another conversation for another day. But, you know, there's a reason why people, and yes, not all of them are good. There are some trash psychiatrists and some trash counselors and trash therapists, but part of it is trial and error. You got to find your one that sticks. Same way like with a doctor. Some doctors suck. They do. Some doctors are very trash. They suck and they don't deserve a license. I know a couple in my life that I wish they never even picked up any kind of scalpel or nothing like that. Wish they would have never did anything because they suck. But part of it is trial and error. You got to find you one that's good. I did the same thing with therapies. Like, I've had a couple of therapists. The one I have currently is great. Like, you know, I love my current therapist, but I had to do trial and error. Like, everybody, some therapists wasn't giving me what I needed. Then my new therapist is giving me the things that I need. And that's part of the journey. You got to find you one that sticks. Like, yeah, they got different resources, like BetterHelp and all that. And even now, it's even harder to find therapists in general because of the cost. That's also a factor, too, like the cost. Because, like, a lot of therapists nowadays, they aren't taking insurance. Like, you got to pay them, like, out of pocket, like, just straight up, like, no insurance involved and whatnot. Like, it's a nasty game out there right now. But it's just a matter of trial and error and finding you. There's someone out there that fits within your budget, your time, and also just what you need. What you need in life, and they're going to be there for you. Someone out there that's going to check these boxes out. It takes a lot of work to find it, but you can. And people also say, like, God, you know, go to church and all that. Like, yes, that's, like, you know, the religion is also a big factor in, like, getting things that people find comfortable in religion. But, however, sometimes they can mislead you, too. It's just depending. Like, it's nowhere, no matter where you go, there's a possibility of you getting misled or misguided or not getting the things you need. But it's your responsibility, and where you got to hold yourself accountable to know, like, when you're in a situation, when you are pursuing assistance or help and it's not serving you in the way that it needs to, you got to remove yourself and find and go to the next step and find something else, find something better. There's always better out there. That's the harsh reality of the world. Like, no matter in what capacity, there's always going to be something or someone better, like, at some point in history. Like, it's going to happen. That's pretty short episode. It kind of had to get changed a little bit. Then how I plan to do this episode. Like I said, I plan to talk about basketball. But We'll put this at the side for tomorrow. I just need to speak on this because, I just hurt my heart to see those comments yesterday did, because I just thought it was disgusting. I really did. I just don't like it. I just don't. But with that being said, I'm going to bid you all farewell. Hope y'all take care of yourselves and each other. Make sure to, if you ever feel where you are attempting to harm yourself or others, to go seek the medical help or assistance you need, or call a friend to talk about it or something. So whatever you need to do to prevent you from making a bad choice, you do it. As long as it's legal and healthy, then you do it. So with that being said, I bid you all farewell. Peace out.